The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bees are big business. Pollinators contribute more than $24 billion to the U.S. economy alone. A little more than one-third of that total comes from wild pollinators, such as native bumblebees and exotic alpha leafcutter bees. The list of crops that simply won't grow without honeybees is a long one. Apples, cucumbers, broccoli, onions, pumpkins, carrots, avocados, almonds, and it goes on. Beekeepers first sounded an alarm about disappearing bees in 2006. Seemingly healthy bees were simply abandoning their hives en masse, never to return. Researchers call the mass disappearance colony collapse disorder, and they estimate that nearly one-third of all honeybee colonies in the country have vanished. Although the U.S. Department of Agriculture has allotted $20 million over the next 5 years for research, that amount pales in comparison with the potential loss of crops that bees pollinate every year, and the USDA has so far failed to aggressively seek out a solution. If we don't act now to save honeybees, it might be too late. And no honeybees will mean no more of our favorite fruits and vegetables.
The 90-Second Naturalist is presented by Cincinnati Public Radio, with support from its members to spread the good news of our natural world.